is off for 2024.
Let's call a spade a spade. It was 12 on 13.
Tackle. Reece Walsh hasn't moved in back play. He's gone for the night.
Oh, he deserves the Origin call-up. I'm just mad about it.
But I did a little bit of digging here.
Did you?
So this is Gags' season in a nutshell for us currently.
They come back to Will Price. He puts a big step on the man at the back for Cronulla and goes in for his first try in Newcastle colours.
I feel like it's the perfect time for him.
He's got that X factor about him. He's a bit, you know, I feel like Will's one of those players that you can't really use a lot of structure around him too much. Welcome back to Knights HQ podcast. My name is Jay Nelson. With me, as always, is my co-host?
Whatever you want. I feel like host makes it sound like I'm doing all the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, well, the host, Levin Dubai, how are you?
I'm good. I'm on the mend, feeling much better than last week. How are you?
Good. You've been a very busy bee.
I have been.
Lots of travel. Interstate trips.
Mrs. Worldwide.
Like,
I'm actually married to Pitbull.
Why aren't you laughing?
Because it wasn't a joke.
That was a great joke.
It wasn't a joke.
Are you actually married to Pitbull?
I am. That's okay. My dream Halloween costume. I want to do bald cap, full Pitbull.
Okay. I reckon that's what, October's not too far away.
No, that's going to catch me on King Street in a bald cap.
Today, we're going to talk Origin footy. We're going to talk the women's game on Thursday night. We're going to talk about the men's game on Wednesday night. We're going to preview our matchup on Saturday against the Eels.
Big week of footy.
A lot of footy on.
Heaps of footy.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Ooh. Women's decider for me. I think first you've got a decider. It's going to be a good game. And I want to say it could go either way. No offence to Tamika Upton, block your ears, but I think it's coming to the Blues.
Well, look. It would be stupid for me to say that I don't think there'll be two shields raised in Queensland this year for the Blues.
I was going to say there will be two shields raised.
Yeah, either way, they're raising them.
That is
but
how
our
it works.
Team will be doing the raising.
I'm convinced that the men are going to bring it home. I think we're going to have a narrow victory.
Look,
this week, and then they're going to somehow scrape through.
The MCG it's just paint it blue. You know, we'll get it done, 100%. I've got no qualms that will happen.
Have you ever thought about the fact that Storm are purple, half blue, half maroon?
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
It I'm going to call it neutral.
Yeah, that's a fee if we're going.
Everyone says that Melbourne is Queensland territory, but I don't think it is.
If we're going literal colour,
yeah,
you're right.
Sure, they love Billy Slater and have a giant mural of him, but...
Nah, sure. Look, I reckon they get it done for sure. But we're going to talk about that a little bit
Yeah, let's
more,
not get into it yet.
Actually... Let's talk about last podcast. We had our What's Better New South Wales or Queensland thing with Tyson Gamble. If you haven't listened, go check it out. Now, one of our ex-work colleagues here at the Knights, Mr. Ross Smart, he was the chief commercial officer. He's now gone over to Classic. He's now helping them run the show over there, being the CEO at Classic. Shout out Roscoe.
We love Ross.
He sent me a text.
Did he?
And look... I've just listed all his like professional attributes. I think you can throw that to one side and say the real jewel in his crown is avid Knights HQ listener. That's probably
big
the
fan
thing
of the pod.
Yeah, wants to get known for. He said, "We gave Queensland the Lara Bingle treatment," and he said, and I checked this on Wikipedia, which I think is a fact check, right? Wikipedia.
Wikipedia's fact check.
"Where the Bloody Hell Are Ya" was filmed at Fingal Bay.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So that campaign was for Australia, like not Queensland, it was for Tourism Australia.
Was that not, how did they not know that that was?
And it was filmed in New South Wales.
Which, you know what is funny? Lara Bingle ended up marrying Sam Worthington of Bootman fame. Big Newcastle relationship.
So we
I've spent my whole life thinking that that was filmed in like the Whitsundays.
Yeah, no. In our backyard. So shout out Roscoe for the fact check.
That's a fun fact for him to pull out of his hat.
Yeah, because he was like, I can't believe we gave them that nod when it wasn't them at all. filmed in New South Wales.
I would like to formally apologise and issue a redaction. A redaction? Is that the word?
Yeah, sure.
New South Wales is better, which is what I was saying, and you both doubted me.
Look, it just took us a little while to get there, but after Roscoe got involved.
That's why he's the big boss.
Yeah, shout out to the great man. Thank you, Roscoe. Now, let's look at some footy.
You're giving
let's
conspiracy
start,
theory well, fans. You're giving like ancient aliens.
Yeah. Listen, this is what I've got. I don't know where to start because there's a lot of footy going on.
I mean, I would start in chronological order
with
Wednesday night.
Okay. Changes to the Blues side.
Connor Watson.
Connor's in.
I still claim him.
Great man. We've got Latrell's back in the centres. Dylan Edwards finally gets to sort
I'm
of make his debut.
For that.
Look, let's call a spade a spade. It was 12-on-13.
Yeah.
For pretty much the whole game. Queensland are a great team, but when you've got one more player on the field,
yeah,
you're probably going to win the game.
And I think we held our own well enough in game one that I'm confident heading into game two.
Correct. I feel like they didn't score a point from like the 20-somethingth minute through the 70th. Mm. So with down
Which is
one man.
Horrendous footy.
Well, it shows that.
They're not as good as
defensively,
they don't get origin the way that we get origin.
Well, defensively, we did really well to stop them to do that. But the other addition on the other side is Gags was named back in the side.
I hate that for us.
Now, yeah, as a Knight.
Love it for Gags. Hate it for everyone else in New South Wales.
Yeah. As a Knight, you don't want to have one of your very own on the opposition side of the state, but it can't be, you know, said enough that Gags's year that he's had for us has been unreal.
Oh, he deserves the origin call-up. I'm just mad about it.
I'm putting all facts aside.
Yeah.
I'm mad about it. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. But I did a little bit of digging here.
Did you?
So this is Gags's season in a nutshell for us currently. He's made 77 tackle breaks. He's had 7 line breaks. This is in 12 games, mind you. He's got an 84% tackle efficiency. And his average run meters is 146 in 12 games. That is unreal.
That doesn't make me feel confident heading into Origin 2.
And then you put that maroon jersey on him and he goes up another notch again.
And Origin Gags is just
hectic.
Next level.
Not only is he winding back the clock, like, you
he's
know.
He's Benjamin Button.
Yeah, he's one of our senior players. He is playing out of his mind for us and thoroughly deserving of that call-up, I feel.
Mm.
And, you know, Billy Slater knows what he's doing, like, and Queensland know what they're doing in that way of getting the experience around the younger players. You know, he was named an 18th man. You don't know if he's going to play on the night or not, but just having him in the camp as someone there.
I think there's a lot that you can learn from just having him around.
100%. So big shout out to Gags. Happy for him.
Happy for him. Hope he doesn't play. Love you, Gags. But
yeah, correct. If he doesn't play, that will only strengthen New South Wales' tilt, I feel, to even the series. As we said, big changes in the New South Wales side. I feel like this side is the side that Madge originally probably wanted without, because there was a lot of injury and things that were sort of making that he's, you know, had to choose certain plays in certain positions. But, I feel like this is the team that he sort of was wanting to go with in game one. Hopefully, you know, there's no HIAs, nothing like that, that will dictate if someone gets an advantage or anything like that.
I'm really excited. I think we've been wanting Eddie to play forever. I hope Connor Watson gets out there.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for Latrell.
Mm.
I feel like it's been, in my head, Latrell played last year. He hasn't played since 2021.
Yeah.
And he's always outstanding at an origin level. But I did see a stat today that out of games played this year, he's had the most sin bins played.
Look,
which I hate that stat because I'm like, are we already predicting that we're going to end up? I don't see that ending the way.
No, look, there's no lie that there's been a bit of unrest at South this year, and that's obviously turned into frustrations for him on the field. And that just shows how much he probably cares about the performance of his team and his club and stuff like that. But obviously, you know, the teams, the New South Wales Blues are better with Latrell Mitchell in the side. That's a fact.
And so, I think like all of the noise coming out about how everyone was saying that he didn't really want to play Origin, he didn't want it badly enough. I think we're going to see him go out there and just silence everyone and be like, not only do I want it, but you want me.
Yeah.
You want me in that team.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like, you know, all things put together, we have a pretty good record down in Melbourne. Do we have a stat on that? How many times have we played at the MCG?
I think we've played there 4 times and we've won 3.
Okay, there you go.
I like those odds.
Yeah, so, you know.
Mathematically,
we're looking pretty good.
If I crunch the numbers.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm really happy that you knew that, Zach, off the top of your head. Yeah.
Did you look that up beforehand or did you just?
No, I heard it on a podcast earlier in the week.
Yes, all right. Shout out to that podcast. Now, let's look forward to the girls.
Always looking forward to the girls.
We have a few more representatives from our club team in the State of Origin. Now, mate, I rewatched the highlights from game 2 just so I could get my head around
where we're at.
Yeah, exactly right. I just felt like the girls were like they were playing with their food a bit too much. Like, and that's no disrespect to Queensland at all, but Queensland did what Queensland do, which is they don't look like they're going to win for, you know, 70%, 80%, 85% of the game.
To Golden Point and then they do it
and you go, oh, it happened again. And that just shows how much they don't give up, which is, you know, obviously an attribute that they hang their hat on. But I felt like from game 1 into game 2, our girls looked dominant. They looked really good. When we scored there, it was like the 68th, 69th minute there. You know, I think what happened was we thought, oh, cool, we're up 10-6.
We're good.
We're good to go. Then Romy Tightsell off the kickoff, goes into touch. They get the ball back. Then Aiken scores for them, ties it. Lauren Brown comes down and ices it. Like, it all happened within, like, 3 or 4 minutes, you know. It felt like all the momentum was with us. We score a try, and then literally in 3 minutes we went from that to them kicking a field goal to take the lead. It's just crazy how much it can turn.
Oh, yeah. But I do think, granted, it was awful conditions. It was slippery. It was wet. It was freezing cold. I do think now, because it was so close to being ours, going into this game 3, the Blues girls have a point to prove. I think they will not let it go the way that it did. I think it's going to be a big margin because I think they're going to get points on the board and then go, right, we're still not safe. We need to have a big margin so we don't end up in the same situation.
Yeah, I totally agree, mate. I feel like, you know, you don't want to sound disrespectful, but I feel like the New South Wales girls felt a bit embarrassed at the end of that game.
Mm.
Like if you saw the post-match interviews and stuff, they were a bit tail between their legs because they saw, like, you could see that they kind of took the foot off the gas a little bit and maybe got a little bit complacent at the end of the game. And as soon as you do that, at that level, with that amount of talent on the park, things can change so quickly. And that's what happened. So I think now they're like, luckily we had a game in hand. So we had that thing of like, all right, we've made that mistake.
And lucky we've got 3 games.
Correct.
That
would have been the worst.
If we didn't have 3 games, we would have gone to the same thing as happened.
And they would have won
last year, where it would have been. We would have still won the series.
Oh, really? How does it work again? How did it work with the 2 games?
It was points difference.
Is that what it was? Okay,
so it was like total points.
Yeah.
So Queensland would have won the game, but we would have won the series.
Yeah, gotcha.
So great that we've got the 3rd game.
Yeah, correct. And I feel like they're not going to be that complacent again. And, you know, as we saw in the 1st game and like 3/4 of the 2nd game, you know, our players and our playing group are, you know, they're top notch. They'll probably get it done.
Oh, and I just feel like at the moment there's so many eyeballs on the NRLW.
So good, man.
Like this leading into the season gives me so much hope. I've heard so many people being like, it's the Matildas moment. Mm. This is their big, like they are the athletes of the moment.
Yeah.
That leading into the season?
Yeah, so
good.
Oh,
it's going to be a good season of footy.
And a couple of stats from our Knights girls too from the 1st 2 games of Origin.
Hit me with the stats.
CJ, her PCM's 68 average. That's crazy. Post contact meters. Like run meters is it's a weird stat for a forward.
Mm.
Normally your post contact is where you sort of see how dominant you've been. For her to average 70 over those 2 games, that's crazy.
We love that.
Yaz's average run meters is 138 over the 2 games.
I reckon that's how many meters I've ran in the last 6 months.
Yeah. And both of their tackle efficiencies are in like the 90s. So they're not missing any tackles, and they are running the ball straight down the middle, and they're getting somewhere. So, you know, our girls are and Meeks as well.
I was going to say, are you going to talk about Meeks, or are we just going to leave it?
She's had seven tackle breaks, and her average run meters are 121.
She's the player, like the amount of press that I've seen about how dominant she is as a player.
Amen.
And like how this season could be all of the accomplishments that she's had.
Well, I don't even know how you better last year for Tamika.
Yes. Yeah,
she won everything but the kitchen sink, I swear. Like, is there any award she didn't get? Golden Boot? She didn't get Golden Boot, but I think everything else she got.
So basically she's just at the pinnacle of her game. Like, this just gets me so hyped.
Yeah.
Seeing us have great players on both sides of the border, then bring them all together.
I think her interview with Knights HQ podcast on Media Day was probably, though, the number one thing of her career.
That was the highlight. Yeah, until correct. I cut her off and said that she can't talk about Queensland.
She was like, yeah, nah, sweet as.
Sweet.
Knights v Eels.
How are we feeling?
Man, look, the team looks spicy. I'm going to use the word spicy.
We love a spicy team.
Like, obviously the biggest thing is that they've named Will Price at six.
I'm so hyped for him.
We know how much the fan base has been behind putting Will into the team. He's been playing really well at New South Wales Cup. You know, I think Adzi's done the right thing by letting him find his feet, play a bit. Because that's the other thing too. A player of Will's, like how he plays, he's got that X factor about him.
Mm.
He's a bit, you know, I feel like Will's one of those players that you can't really use a lot of structure around him too much.
You got to just sort of let him do.
Yeah, he's perfect to, because Jacko's a real general.
Mm.
He's a real organiser where you got to let Will kind of do his own things, you know, bit of eyes up footy, to use a cliche. But yeah, I feel like when you've got someone like that, you really need to make sure that when you put them in, it is the right time.
Mm.
Because if you don't do it at the right time and they have a bad couple games, that puts a bit of a, you know, a stain on someone's career, or
it rattles them
and their confidence might get shot. And when you're dealing with a player that sort of is running off that confidence adrenaline, seeing what he sees in front of him, that confidence and that riding that wave of momentum is really integral to how they play on the field.
And I feel like that's so hard to come back from as well. Like, you have, if you go out there a bit too early, and not to say that skills-wise he couldn't have debuted earlier, but you go out a bit too early, you have a few bad games, and then you're dealing with the nerves, you're dealing with, like, being a bit rattled, and then it continues to pile up. We've seen how the media, fans, people can be.
Correct.
I feel like it's the perfect time for him.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're in the top 30 of an NRL squad, the skills are there.
Yeah.
That's non-debatable. And this is why you have, you know, good coaching staff, assistant coaches, guys that have been there and done it before. They know what they're looking for. They know when someone's ready. So, yeah, Will in the side is really exciting. KPP's back on the bench. Obviously, we all know what he's brought this year. He's been outstanding. Phoenix starts at 9 again, Brows off the bench, same thing. Like, those guys are interchangeable. They both bring energy off the bench. They're both great starting. So with the exception of Kalen still being out, like, it's a pretty strong side. And Sharpie, obviously, we know how well he's been playing. So it's a Saturday arvo, 5:30 at home.
We love a home game.
We're playing Para. Para might have Origin people backing up, like Moses playing or not playing. That obviously will dictate a lot for them. But with the performances that we've been putting out, we've been bloody close or thereabouts. And the oppositions we've been playing, Melbourne into Penrith, they're two powerhouse teams. You know, all signs kind of point to if they, you know.
I feel like this is going to be our week.
Yeah, I feel like if they put it together and play how they have been playing in the past, it should come together nicely, and off we go.
I'm excited for it.
Unreal. Well, we're going to come back after this break. This is Knights HQ. All right, picture this, Lav. Sunday arvo, McDonald Jones. You're with all your good mates. It's about 5 p.m. It's half time. It's golden hour. The sun's gone behind the Western Grandstand. The Knights are up 18-0. To me, that's heaven. Do you reckon that's heaven?
It sounds pretty close. And do you know the best way to get there?
How?
Is by purchasing a JNK membership today.
You can score access to three games of your choice on the hill with a JNK membership. Plus, look at this guy. Limited edition Pie Guy Corduroy.
It is an incredible hat. 10 out of 10.
I didn't check the size or the back bit before I put it on then.
It's a bit
and
tight.
It fits perfect.
Oh, it fits perfect?
Out of the box. Bang.
It looks beautiful.
Thank
Not
you.
Just that, you can get discounts on a whole bunch of things, tickets, merchandise, food and beverage, and you can get a digital membership card. So you can just scan straight into McDonald Jones.
If you lock in your membership now, you can choose which games you want to come along to, including our upcoming doubleheader with our NRL and NRLW squads.
Where else would you want to be?
Where else would you want to be, man? Great hat. Great mates, the footy, Gen K, get on board, up the Knights.
Up the Knights. Join the crew today at knightshub.com.au.
Welcome back to Knights HQ. Now, we've been talking a lot about Origin. We've been talking about the game against the Eels on Saturday. There is one other thing that's happened this week in a big week of footy. Dill Lucas was named in the Community Team of the Year for the NRL.
I love that for him. That's...
What a man.
What a man.
He's also our Ken Stevens nominee. For this year. It's a big honour. We're a community club. This club is built on our community. The community engagement is really important to what we do here, and Dill is at the forefront of that. He's you know, a very proud Indigenous man, does a lot of work in the Indigenous space. He, you know, proudly wore our Indigenous jersey this year. He was like our model for that. And the work that he does outside of the four walls here at the Knights is really commendable.
I'm glad that he's getting the recognition he deserves for it. Like, yeah. I just think it's such an honour. Obviously, your on-the-field accolades are something to be proud of, but I think when you're going out and doing things in the community and showing that there's more footy, when you actually look at, like, lives impacted, that's the stuff that matters.
And this is the thing with Dill, like, this isn't, oh, I'm now a first grader, because he's obviously only starting his first grade journey. He's been doing this the whole time he's been at the club. So when he was, you know, coming through the pathways, playing cup, all that sort of stuff, nothing's changed for him. So the fact now that he now on the field is now playing first grade regularly every week, but now he's getting recognition for the work that he does, that he was doing all the time, is, really good. So, mate,
well
Dill,
deserved.
Shout out, mate.
Shout out to Dill.
Stoked for you. Now, the next game we're going to play here is Origin themed.
We love an Origin theme.
So I'll get Zach to tell everyone what's going on, because we think we understand what's going on, but I feel like he's like our quiz master. So hit him, Zach. What are we doing?
Yeah, so what we're going to do is each of you are going to blind name as many Knights Origin players as you can in 30 seconds.
Okay.
So one of you will have to leave the room so that you can't just go, yeah, everything Lav said plus one.
Yeah, okay.
That was my strategy.
So, yeah, we'll
paper, scissors, rocks, two goes first. For people that are listening and not watching, here we go.
Are we doing...
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Are we doing one or are we doing best of three?
It'll be like
paper, scissors,
and then
rock.
Show.
And you go on rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Yes. So does that mean I go first?
That means you have the choice. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second. Oh. I'll let Lav lead off. Actually, how are you going to... Are you going to... Write these down. How are you going to know who did what? Like, are we going off vibe and vibe alone?
Nah, there'll be a system.
Okay, there'll be. Sweet.
30 seconds, as many Knights Origin players, New South Wales and Queensland, as you can.
Just total.
Total.
Okay.
Yeah, across both states. Your time starts now.
Going to start with Queensland. Tamika Upton, Kalen Ponga, Gags, Jacob Saifidi, Daniel Saifidi, Bradman Best, Willie Mason, Mark Hughes, Danny Bedaris, Andrew Johns, Matty Johns, Kurt Gidley, Matt Gidley, Aku Iwate. Oh, I'm blanking. Paul Harrigan, Yasmin Clydesdale, Liv Higgins, Caitlin Johnson.
Time. Well done. Very well done.
Oh, all right. I had more than that.
All right, 30 seconds.
Yep.
Jay Nelson.
Tell me when.
Your time starts now.
Paul Harrigan, Andrew Johns, Matthew Johns, Adam Muir, Robbie O'Davis, Matt Gidley, Kurt Gidley, Aku Iwate, James McManus, Jared Mullen, Kalen Ponga, Dane Gagai, Bo Scott, Darius Boyd, Bradman Best. Jacob Saifidi, Daniel Saifidi.
You still got 4 seconds.
Michael Hagan.
Time. All right. Back in.
I went with a coach at the end as a last act of desperation.
Unfortunately, coach doesn't count.
Was Hague the coach of Queensland when he was the coach of the Knights? Did I make that
2005,
up?
2005, yeah.
Bang.
You know who I forgot? Tamanatahu.
I did not forget Tamanatahu.
Oh, he was like my number one, and then I'm just...
Oh, did I say Tamana? I can't even remember.
Neither can I, but yeah. I did keep count.
Yeah.
So the results are, you both said 17 players. Lav, you said Willie Mason. He did not play for New South Wales while he was a Knights player.
Oh!
Jay wins.
You said 17.
Are you doubting
that was really, really
knowledge?
No, really well done.
Did he know?
We both named 17.
Yeah, Lav's strategy was NRLW to start off
with. Oh, that is a really good tactic. I went like from like Paul Harrigan onwards.
I said Paul Harrigan.
Yeah.
My neighbour.
Yeah.
I don't actually think it's my neighbour anymore. But.
So I won by one on a technicality.
Yes.
But that's...
We can call it a draw.
Look, we can call it a draw. We'll call it the Mason rule.
Did he play? He would have played games of Origin while he was a Knight. He may not have debuted as a Knight.
Yeah, but you can't really say. I understand what you're saying.
Willie didn't come here until 2018.
Can I phone a friend? I'm going to phone a friend. I'm going to did you?
Go for it.
Well, here we go.
So does that mean Connor Watson on Wednesday is a Newcastle Knights Origin debutant? It doesn't really make any sense.
Question.
Oh my God!
Play Origin.
Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, she's just dropped a name here.
Very important.
Willie Mason is currently being DM'd. Oh my God!
I'm going to prove a point because I am.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? If Willie Mason writes back in the time we're doing the podcast, yeah. Shout out, what's his podcast called?
Levels.
Levels podcast.
Unless he doesn't write back, in which case, no.
Yeah, if he writes back and says, yeah, sure, then I'll give you the win.
Okay.
Why not? I think that's a fair call. We'll call it the Mason rule.
Kills me because Tamanatahu is the next person I was going to name. Yeah. I would argue, though, I heard
we have to check the tapes. I'm pretty sure I did say Tamana.
You were pausing. I feel like I...
At the end, I was.
I ran out of time.
Oh.
I could have named more.
Please.
No, I'm not going to. I'm glad that we did it as a mixed thing, though, because I was like, and these are the three current Queenslanders, not another name.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was like, Gags, Ponga,
Meeks. Yeah, yeah. Oh!
Did you not say Meeks?
Edric Lee.
Oh.
Yes. Damn.
Edric, a famous one in the worst
2020, yeah. Shout out, Eddie. What a man. I still play COD with Eddie once in a while.
I love that.
What a guy. Friend of the show, Willie Mason. I think that's fair to say now.
Friend of the show, Willie Mason.
Has just written back to Lav. Now, Lav, I'll give you, you can read it.
Okay, so I said, question, did you play Origin while you were playing for the Knights? Very important, urgent question. He said, no, I retired from rep footy. He said, no, I retired from rep footy at that stage.
Unreal.
And blocked.
Willie Mason, ex Macquarie Scorpion from Toronto.
We love Toronto.
Great area of Newcastle. And he's just given me the win. So thank you very much, sir. What a guy. Hey, Lav, intro this one. What are we doing?
We're doing more Origin.
Yep.
We're ranking players, blind ranking.
So
Zach's going to throw some names at us.
Mm.
And you've got to rank them, but you don't know what's coming next.
Yeah. So I guess the idea here is to give yourself headroom. Don't put someone at number one, unless it's super obvious, because you don't know who's next.
Yeah.
You might make yourself look a bit silly.
Yeah.
So you're going to do New South Wales? I'll do
New South Wales.
Okay. I feel really, really gross doing Queensland, but that's okay.
Hey, you were a Queensland apologist last week.
No, I was not.
Sorry, you've got the fill-in producer this week, so
yeah.
You have to do Queensland.
That's fine.
I feel like I've got a lot of mic time this episode as well.
Hey.
Do we need the camera that just plays?
Anyway, all right, so Jay, I'll give you your first name.
Yep.
Wally Lewis.
Oh, my God. Two.
Massive. Lav.
Because I think I know who else you're going to say and I have to leave headroom. Yeah, yeah.
Danny Vidiris.
Ooh. I also feel like I know where this is going to go, so I'm going to say three.
Okay.
There was some judgment. Okay.
No, no, that's cool. It's cool, man. It's cool.
Jay Nelson.
Yeah.
Darren Lockyer.
Oh. You got the sound effects happening.
Four.
Scenes. Absolute scenes.
So I've got Wally at two, Lockie at four.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
nah.
You blocked it.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, okay.
Anthony Minicello.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
That's a curve.
Where'd they put Danny? Three?
Mm.
Three.
Minnie was a great bluesman. Mm.
But I feel like I can't put him two.
It's up to you, it's your rank.
I feel like I have to go four.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like you're going to stitch me up now.
Nah.
You're going to give me someone horrible.
Yep.
You look so stressed.
No, let's
stressed.
Go. I'm ready. Yeah.
Greg Inglis.
Famous New South Welshman.
Yeah. What have I got? I've got Lockie at four. And I got Wally at two. You better put these people in who I think are going to be in this.
He's going to stitch us up.
Yeah, I'm putting Greg at five, reluctantly.
Ooh, that's a wow. big call.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because if the people that you're putting in this aren't in this, this is going to
be
terrible.
Flipped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Peter Sterling.
Oh, this is good stuff. So who have you got? You've got Danny at three.
Danny at three.
Minnie at four.
Oh.
You're about to put Sterlo at five. That's hectic.
I have to. Oh, I've been stitched up here.
Yeah.
Is this defamation?
No. He's going to go with it. I'm going to have the whole state after me after this one. Yeah.
Would you Inglis at five?
Yeah.
That's worse, I would say.
Yeah, dude.
Cooper Cronk.
Oh, you. I can't believe he just did that.
Tell us how you really feel.
I have to put him at three. So I've got Wally, Cooper, Lockie, and Greg.
Correct.
Two, three, four, five. All right.
I wonder who one's going to be.
You better do something.
All right, love.
We've been stitched up here. I can tell.
Yeah. All right.
Kurt Gidley.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
You only have one and two available.
Oh.
Gids was a great captain.
Yeah, but I feel like he can't not give me, like, Joey.
I'm in the same boat. For the opposition.
I'm in the Pasha Polka right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be two.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
Look at him. He's stitched
say
us
it
up.
Just say it.
JT.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say Cam Smith. That's what I was keeping for number one. One.
Who have I got at number one?
Joey.
Yeah. I knew it.
Are you kidding me?
I look after
Come
our
on.
Co-host, mate.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with that, but I'd put Wally at one if Cam Smith wasn't wasn't being said.
To recap, we've got JT one,
yeah.
Wally two, Cooper Cronk three, Lockyer four,
yeah.
Greg Inglis five.
Yeah. All right. So this is how I'd redo that with the names that I was given. Wally, Lockie. Who else do we say?
JT. Cronk.
Inglis Cronk. That's how I'd do it if I knew.
Inglis still at four. Interesting.
You can't put him above Lockie, and you can't put him above Wally, and you can't put him above JT, in my opinion. But if Cam Smith was named, that's why I was keeping number one for. Because in my opinion, Cam Smith is the greatest Maroon of all time.
Yeah.
Him and Wally. But Cam's got a debate for being the greatest rugby league player of all time, even though I feel like it's Joey. Other people say it's Cam Smith.
It's absolutely Joey.
It's Joey. It is Joey, but
Cam Smith's not even.
I'm just saying there is a debate. Oh, he's on the radar. He's on the radar. There is a debate, but in my opinion, Cam Smith is number one. Him and Wally.
We've had this debate off air. And my views will stay my own.
Yeah.
So we had Lav had Joey number one, obviously. We had Kurt Gidley number two. We had Danny Badiris number three.
I love the Knights, 1, 2, 3. Unreal. Unreal stuff.
I had a theory here.
Mini four and Peter Sterling five.
That's Lavin Dubai wins.
I'll stand by that.
Well done.
I feel like I wouldn't change that.
I butchered mine so bad. That's a great game.
That's a good game.
Because you're thinking like, what's next? And if there's a couple of curveballs, you did really well.
I feel like I knew that it was going to be Newcastle. I think that was the advantage of doing the Blues.
Yeah.
I knew that it was going to be Newcastle heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of knew that was my only thing is when it got to one and two, I was like, I don't want to put Kirk Gidley at two in case I get someone that's not Joey.
I was leaving my top three for Slater, Smith and JT, of which you gave me one of those two people.
Didn't JT end up fourth for you? No.
No. Third.
One.
One. Yeah. But he would have been two. Yeah.
Mm.
Wally, JT, Lockie, Inglis, Kronk. If I knew.
So what you're saying is you butchered it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you did not.
No.
Congratulations.
I would never butcher it. I did.
Leave a review. Subscribe on YouTube. Full video podcast go on YouTube. Notification bells. You'll know when a new episode drops.
Follow Knights HQ on Instagram.
Correct. And NRL Knights on all social media platforms. You'll get up to date sort of updates on everything that's going on inside the walls of the Newcastle Knights. This has been Lav. I've been Jay. This is Knights HQ podcast. We'll see you on the next one.
See you next week.